Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
All right, let's talk about Tank Dell here. I know we've talked about Houston ad nauseum here, but just very quickly, Tank Dell, again, on pace for 762 yards, on pace for 66 receptions, 62% catch rate. He's got zero touchdowns, which is a little odd. And 11.5 yards per reception. I point to Tank Dell because I'll tell you, we're not a quarterback show, but certainly one of the more disappointed quarterbacks this year has been C.J. Stroud. You know, this is not a player in C.J. Stroud that we said, okay, you're adding Stephon Diggs to the mix. It's year number two. I understand that Nico Collins has been banged up and hurt. Tank Dell obviously recovering from injury, but there's no question C.J. Stroud has been a disappointment this year. Now, I point to Tank Dell too because, again, he is coming back from injury. Obviously, as you pointed out, he was shot this offseason, my God. Okay, but he just has not been as explosive either as a separator. And really, Matt, I just don't think he's been really explosive after the catch at all for Tank Dell this season. So I think that part of it has also been a little bit, not a little bit, it's been hugely disappointing. And it has impacted the Houston offense as well, that Tank Dell has not been able to kind of sort of separate and get away from guys after the catch.
Oh, yeah. He does have two touchdowns on the year, so let's give him credit for his two. But, I mean, great. So Tank Dell this year has a 10.19 average air yards per target. Last year, he's at 14.3. I think that tells a lot of the story there. By the way, he dropped four passes all of last year. He's already dropped five this year. And, you know, he's played eight games he's played, what, half a season? Pretty much the whole season. And last year, obviously, he didn't play the whole season. So we're about, like, kind of the same range, and he's on pace, at least, to drop more passes this year. I think he just hasn't been physically confident, like, physically the same player at any point this year. Definitely the separation ability. We talked about some of the early season data was just not there. And even when he was starting to have more productive games, I just never thought he quite looked the same. I think he's looked better lately than he did earlier in the year. But to me, he still is lacking a little bit of that explosive separation ability. I mean, he definitely is starting to get open again. You know, because early on the separation data was just like not good from charting and things like that for reception perception. I would say some of the more recent games have definitely been better, represent an improvement. But man, if you go back and look at his rookie year profile, just some of the success rate on like out routes and corner routes and comebacks and things like that, truly like the ability to throttle down and just explosive miles of separation,
right?
You know, for CJ Stroud to throw into, those are just not on the film this year. And I think that's tough to get away from. Will he get it back? I mean, I think he can. I would be guessing there at that, but yeah, I think he's been really disappointing on film. Yeah, mostly probably due to injury. I don't think there's anything like technique-wise I see. I just think he doesn't physically look like the same player, which is a shame because, you know, I think they really could use it, especially now. But, you know, hopefully Nico Collins gets ramped up for them and he's good to go because, yeah, we haven't seen rookie year Tank Dell, I think, at any point this year, and I think that is a bummer.